Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, LA Dreamer in the building. You're now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Show, doing the most. Your girl LA Dreamer on Twisted Tuesday. Bang out, bang out radio, bang out, bang out radio, bang out. Bang out radio, L Adrena on bang out radio, bang out, bang out radio, bang out, bang out radio, bang out, bang out radio, L Adrena on bang out radio. Yeah, let's get into some music. That fire on bang out radio. Let's go.
What's good with it, everybody out there? Happy Twisted Tuesdays. It's your girl, L.A. Dreena, in the building once again, about to bring y'all another fire show. I want to give a shout-out to all the listeners out there everywhere from coast to coast. We got a fire show set up for y'all. We got my boy, The Loser, going to be in the building. First caller calling in, caller 1988. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What it is?
You know what it is, Dreena. It's none other than who? Mr. Chalk, Mother Swag in the building, Black Forest, get ready to get lost. Y'all know the deal.
Yeah, what's up with it, Chalk? What's the deal? What you got going? I know you was talking about you got some new tracks out there that you was expressing. You said you got your new mixtape and everything, you know, that's coming out and everything. I want to know about that. But first, we're going to give our listeners what the topic of discussion today is. Our topic of discussion today is, how do you feel about, or would you date somebody that is in their 20s, but they're missing their front teeth? I just want to know your opinion about that. We're keeping it humorous today. We ain't going on the deep end today. We about to get it funny because we already know that everybody's still trying to get in the mix of the new week and everything. So I want to give y'all some humor today. I'm going to have a few comical people calling into the show today so you can get a laugh on that one. But then I want to talk about something relating to the industry as a whole. And thank God Chalk Swag's on because we know one of your favorite rappers is Kanye West. So, you know, we also going to be discussing the new leaked album of Kanye West and Jay-Z. How do you feel about that album? Do you think it's classic material? A lot of different rappers that we know of in the industry have their own, you know, opinions about that, some positive, some negative. But I want to know what the indie artist world thinks about this. So call in, press 1 if you'd like to go live with the host. And we're going to get it in right here on Bang Out Radio today. So we can start with you.
Where do you want to start? Let's go ahead and start. Project-wise, what I've been working on. Well, I got a laptop running, so I got myself back on making beats, so I'm back in the beat-making business again. And so if y'all out there, y'all need some fire-ass beats, you need some slappers, hit me up on the Facebook, Chalk Swag Black Forest. Hit me up on Twitter, ChalkXSwag87. And just hit my inbox if you like, you know, really like need some, you really need some good music and you really, really, if you really good, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ready to, like, make some real music. That's what I mean. My mind is at right now. I just put on Hulkshare like probably maybe 45 minutes ago, a brand new song, Too Fly to Die featuring The Fresh. Y'all can go check that out on Hulkshare. Just type in number two, fly, and number two again, and die. Or you could go ahead and, you know, hit my wall up, which is posted on there numerous occasions.
Oh, yeah, and if y'all keep listening in throughout the show, we gonna hit y'all with some new Chalk Swag, you know. For show. So what do you think about the topic of today? What do you think about that?
First off, that ain't a topic because the female is not in, it would not be in my vicinity if you can whistle and swallow water at the same time.
Why is that? What's wrong with females that don't have teeth in the front?
I mean, it's cool if she can just smooth sell it from time to time, but sometimes you want to, you got to go and have a conversation with her. Like, you know, if I'm looking at you and you can see my choppers, but or better yet, if we're supposed to be sitting up and we feeding each other, what am I feeding you? Malto meal, oatmeal? You know, you can't eat whole solid food. Like,
what if they're real beautiful? What if they're pretty, though? What if they got a pretty face,
I don't
though?
Care if you look like Beyonce. If you ain't got no teeth, that's a major issue with me, because that means all I'm going to hear is, I understand people with teeth. So if you don't have no teeth, even if you got the two fronts, we have dental places where you can get that fixed. Like, come on now, man. Nah.
So tell me, what do you think about Kanye
West's
album?
About it.
I don't know why, when it comes to that, I always find humor in that. I don't know why. My mom always tells me I need to stop doing that. But every time I mention that, it just makes me want to laugh. So, but, you know, stay tuned. We're going to have Marley B. She's going to come over and we're going to, you know, get it in. She's going to come through and we about to pop some bottles of Moscato. So I'm waiting on her to come through. But at the same time, I want to know what's good, you know, with the Kanye West joint. Anybody got opinions about this? Hit us up, 661-621-7559. Shout out to my boy,
yeah,
the loser out there in the Lou. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
and with that yay, like with that yay and jay, first off, that's the best CD of the year, like automatically, hands down. Like, first of all, you got the two most powerful MCs in the game, like powerhouses, production-wise and lyrical-wise. Like, for people that ain't heard Otis, y'all need to go download it. You need to go. That's one of their songs. Like, Otis is one of their songs off the Heir to the Throne CD. Like, that was the song. That's the first song that's been released. They playing that on the radio. Like, these Negroes is murdering everything. Like, these are the people that you want. If you an MC out there, and whether you trying to go commercial, or you just trying to be the best MC lyrically, these are the two niggas you want to look at right now. Is niggas that have the throne. Like, you can't deny the skill, nor the talent or quality of music. Like, the nigga Jay-Z said, photo shoot fresh, looking like wealth, I'm about to call the paparazzi on myself.
Hey.
Where they do
so
that
do you
at?
Think like, that was, you think this city was leaked, or do you feel like it was, it's just, you know, it just was supposed to be dropped as it was now? I noticed a lot of people say the album was leaked, but shit, I don't believe people be leaking the album. So.
Well, it's
certain.
To me, like, I'm still going to buy the CD because I don't even have the whole CD. I've just got, like, I go to different little websites where they give you, like, the new music, you know, from, like, whatever comes out or whatever the artist drops. And me personally, like, you know, sometimes it depends on, like, the people they engineer with or, you know, that does their music. Those people might leak that music. You know, that's not necessarily the artist's fault because, you know, they've done their part. They created the shit that we're listening to. So, you know, it's all about how you watch your stuff out there. It's so easy for somebody to get it. But then at the same time, it's good, and whether it's good or bad, they really don't really care about record sales. It's really the people. So, you know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, Jay-Z straight. He got money. Kanye straight. He got money. You know, so I think now, right, like, albums like this, I think now are just doing it because they love to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not
I would
just
like
their
to
job.
Know, what do you feel constitutes the legitimacy of a classic album? Because I have my own opinion about that.
Well, a classic, and this is how I feel about music in general, and some of this might be a producer ear or opinion, but a classic is from track one to track whenever. Like, whether you can listen to the whole CD or whether you can listen to, you know, maybe part of the CD. If you can listen to more there are four songs on the CD. It's a classic because it's something that never gets tired. That's what classic is. Classic is something that's, even though it's vintage and it's vinyl, it's something that never gets old. It's something that never, you know what I'm saying, loses its originality, its simplicity. It never loses its freshness. Like, oh, this is still tight to me. Like, this still go. Like, it's CDs, it's albums, it's records, it's tapes. You could pull up from way back in the day and still bump. You know, people still listen to R&B, old school oldies and stuff like that. Like, a lot of the music that is made today is made from oldies. Like, even the early hip-hop were sampling oldies. So those are classics. Those are songs that you can replay over and over again till your ears bleed out. You know what I'm saying? Because the music is that good. It's timeless. Anything that's timeless lasts forever. Like, anything that's timeless is forever.
Dr. Dre's album, The Chronic, right? That would be considered timeless. I consider all that stuff that you said, and then at the same time, I feel like if you go through from track 1 through 20 or track 1 through 15, you got to be able to play it nonstop. It's not classic material if you only can play 3 tracks off of it. It's not classic.
If you got to keep skipping the CD, it's not classic. You know what I'm saying? When you pop it in, you should just already want to play, you know. The only songs you shouldn't want to play on the radio are played songs because they played over and over again. But other than that, you should want to bump everything on it because it's pretty much timeless. No matter what time of what type of genre you do and what type of music you get into, it should automatically, no question or no doubt in your mind, when you play that CD, you're going to play the whole thing because it's going to go.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. You know, I'm just like, my whole opinion is I like a few of the songs on there. You know, I know that, you know, a lot of people, they love Jay-Z and Kanye West as well as I do too. You know, I love Jay-Z and Kanye West, you know, and I think that they hit the nail right on the head with doing a collaboration together. And, you know, a part of me, I also think that, you know, all of this is just a marketing strategy, even if it ain't for, you know, the sales, you know, but it's really about the publicity, you know what I'm saying, because I feel like, you know, they got that whole little publicity thing going with him, Rick Ross, and Kanye West. You know, I feel like that's part of the whole essence of the album, like feeding into that little Illuminati bullshit, basically.
That's another thing too. Like,
I think if they was never mentioning that Illuminati bullshit, they wouldn't even be doing an album together. That's the way I feel.
Well,
you know, because
they never did
no album all that other time when they was actually relevant. Why the hell they want to do one now? So, you know what I'm saying? That's the way I feel about it. You know, they're not really relevant in the music like that. You know what I'm saying? Except for Kanye West got that song, Ham. You know, that shit was hot. You know what I'm saying? But as far as Jay-Z, he did kind of fall off. Because at first, like we were talking about last week, he was dropping the albums back to back. I feel like he's feeding into that shit. I feel like Beyonce feeding into it too with that whole Who Run the World, girl shit. Now, that song is hot, but you feeding into that little bullshit with all them triangles and shit that you see people saying shit about you. Even if it ain't true, you know that they said it about you, so you feeding into it because you want them to keep talking about that. You know
what
I'm saying?
What they're actually doing is what Eminem did and what a lot of other artists have done before them that were in situations where the tabloids, or not only just tabloids, but media try to make them look like a monster. So now they tell them they pretty much middle finger. You know what I'm saying? Because
yes,
because it's like, you know, I don't think it's let alone feeding into it. I think it's like, okay, so if that's what you want me to be, I'm gonna show you something different. You think that's what it is? I'm gonna really show you something because, like, as I look at people's relationships in me on and off of, like, the industry, I think this was probably the best idea because I go back, if you go back to when Jay-Z and R. Kelly did the Best of Both Worlds, the very first Best of Both Worlds CD was awesome. Now, that's a classic all the way through.
Absolutely.
Was it a publicity stunt?
No,
because both of them were at the top, of their peak at that time. That time range, they both were the number one niggas at the time. So do I think it was publicity? Yes and no. Most of that was you got two people that's putting out good music and they making number one hits, so why not put it together and make a whole CD? With Ye and Jay-Z, you got two of the most hated people in the world right now. So why not make a CD? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
that would be marketable.
And it's not only that are they two of the most hated, but at the same time they're two of the most loved because you can't deny their talent. You can't deny their music.
So,
you think I'm part of Illuminati? All right, I'll be part of Illuminati. That's what you gonna say? I'm part of Illuminati. All right, I'm gonna show you some shit, and the shit I'm gonna show you is gonna be, it ain't even gonna be what you thought I was. You thought I was part of Illuminati. I'm really just a normal nigga that just made a whole lot of money.
I get some bad vibes when I hear that Lucifer, Son of the Morning. I can't even listen to more than three words of that shit. But we gonna take a caller that's calling in 9277. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hey, Brandon, you already know what it is. Your boy Supreme. What's up with you checking in, showing that bang out love?
What's up with it, man? How you doing?
All right, man. Listening to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all getting real deep on that and everything on the Illuminati tip. What I got to say on that tip is I hate that they put only rappers in Illuminati. It seems like every successful black person, they need somebody else to help out. Whatever happened to hard work? And success and shit pays off and everything
thank
like that.
Thank you.
Why can't you just be good? You know what I'm saying? Because ain't no white people a part of Illuminati. They only say rappers.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfuckers,
they
black
said no white people a part
great.
Of it, too.
And what's funny,
they
what's
said,
funny
they
is...
They said
no, but
no
they
white.
Don't black, they don't, but they don't ever blast white people for being sellers. They always like, oh, they just a hard-working person.
They do say white people
like that. But it seems like they just trying to put this on hip-hop because hip-hop is blowing up. They scared of hip-hop, so
and
they want to put some type of witchcraft on it. You know what
funny is
well,
that
I mean,
what funny
you know,
is that people are scared
in,
of what they
don't. I don't believe in none of that, but like as far as secret societies in America, that shit really does exist. I mean, if they didn't exist, Martin Luther King would still be alive, and so would Malcolm X, and so would all the powerful, iconic black people that's in this world. They all the kings would be still alive. The Kennedys would still be alive. You feel me? If there was none of that existed, you got to be real with yourself. You know what I'm saying? This shit is not like, you know, how people say it's just a big-ass controversial thing. Nobody's profiting off of making up some shit like that. You feel me? That shit is non-profitable. Except for the people who that's behind all the shit. All the political, if you don't think that hip-hop has a hidden agenda or the people who allow the more successful artists to be on top to you know what I'm saying, actually to flourish and blossom in their careers more than others, if you ever wonder why, it has to have some kind of connection to you. If you look at people who more lyrically talented than a lot of people that's out there that's blowing up, people that ain't really saying shit in their music that's really blowing up, people who talking about selling dope in their albums when they don't sell shit because that's the most law-abiding citizens with the best credit and they never put the one rock in their whole life, and they are the ones that are sending messages to our kids. You got to understand, it is a hidden agenda behind this, even if it ain't the Illuminati. You know what I'm saying?
But I don't think it's a secret society. That's just CIA. You know what I'm saying? It ain't really hidden. CIA run the whole country, so they going to decide what the media
is.
And the media always
going to
pick the person that they like.
But
you know, helping
the
them out.
The biggest thing, though, that really most people
you know
don't realize.
Did you know that the CIA is a secret society? If it wasn't a secret, then why we don't know who the fuck the partner is?
Here's the thing that most people don't really realize is that, see, people's ignorance is so bliss that they don't really take the time to really sit down and do research. So
yeah,
you
gotta research
and
read.
What's funny is that people will go out and look up something on YouTube and watch the whole series on YouTube.
Nah, you gotta
watch
read
the whole
book.
Video.
You gotta read
or
the
go,
book.
They'll go on Wikipedia and they'll go read a whole article about whoop de whoop de whoop and it did this and it said that. That's how easy people's minds are.
But
easy
I'll tell
to
you,
control.
I'll tell you something. But, if you believe in the Bible, you don't have to Google anything. You can go
right,
into the
right.
Bible and
exactly.
find out the same
which,
information.
Which,
even they even talk about computers in the Bible. If you believe in the Bible, you have. I mean, I'm not saying you got to or whatever everybody's faith is out there, but I don't put
yeah.
that on nobody. But I'm just saying, like my grandmother Nam used to prophesy about this. Years before computers even came out, they said that we would be taken over by electronic devices and being mergers and business mergers and controlling things like that. I mean, the
yeah,
world
was
the, all
what's really,
if you would have hit right now.
What's really
you have
the,
to read,
what's
though.
Really the bottom line
Readers
to it is that people, like, really have to really open their mind. Because it's funny how, okay, as soon as somebody says, oh, this person does this, oh, you won't go fuck with that person, but you'll go buy a Ply CD, or you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not, if people have such a selective mind state of, oh, that's bad, but I'm going to go do this. All right, sniffing cocaine is bad, but I'm going to go ahead and do heroin because it ain't going to kill me as fast. Or, you know, like,
well,
is that, like,
you're right. I think
like,
you're right
like
about the
people,
fact that
people
need to open their mind. But see, the thing of it is why we need to teach our kids in society. See, we taught our kids to be media whores and shit, to just Google shit and stuff instead of going to the library. But see, I was taught to do a lot of reading growing up. I spend at least about 20 hours a week reading, okay? If you open up books and read and learn stuff from philosophical authors that already been talking about this for years and years and years and years and years before we even had YouTube and internet and all this shit. This shit been prophesied like 20, 30, 40 years ago. This ain't no new trend. The computers is just opening up and exposing everybody. You feel me? That's just like we never knew that all these people had butt injections and stuff. We didn't know that celebrities had emotions and that they were human people, you know, like we are and cry and have emotions until we saw reality shows. You know what I'm saying? Computers is just another way of exposing shit that already
existed.
I mean, you know what
people,
I mean?
Okay, well, I mean, I have to kind of disagree with that because people kind of, like today, you got to really separate today's generation and the generation before us. Like, people notice, if you smart enough, you're going to notice that people have feelings and emotions. It's just, they might not show it. Some people do show it and some don't. You know, that's just natural human trait and ability inside of you. So either you're going to show it in the public eye or you're going to show it in the private eye. But, you know, a lot of people, like I said, they need to open their minds further than, you know what I'm saying, what it's a lot of he say, she say, and it's not enough information. It's
that's
just a
why
whole,
you have to be analytical.
Put,
that's
right.
why God give us brains. See, when people use a computer, they let the computer think for them. That's why God give us brains, so we can take information, process it, and be analytical about situations.
And
that's what
that,
I do with everything. You know, you got to learn how to analyze situations for what it is. I mean, you know, they have rumors about people, oh, she slept with him and Ray J did a porno with that person and this happened over here. I mean, those are situations that's rumor or fact. But when it comes to people calling you a child molester or saying you a devil worshiper, you should be making a public fucking service announcement, not writing songs about subliminal messages, talk about, well, okay, well, they say I'm an Illuminati, so I'm a player to it. I'll be like, fuck that. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And that's going to be the name of my new soul.
You, know,
you feel me?
But you know,
all
but you know
we're
what?
All
you
black
know funny?
We grew up in the
you
church.
Know,
you feel me?
But you know what's funny? You know what's funny? People say,
exactly.
oh, it's,
that's
they,
exactly
it's a
secret
what
Tupac
society.
Did, and
look,
you see where it got
look,
him.
It's a secret society, right? First of all,
yeah.
the Illuminati is all white, first of all. It's all white. So for those that's out there that don't understand, don't know, they don't look it up. It is, you can go to Barnes & Noble. It's a book called The True Illuminati. The Illuminati is a white-red cult. It exists, but it is too powerful to let black people in. First of all, that's number one.
Number
okay,
one. And that's exactly why the Boulay Society was created.
Number two.
Because during
two,
the time when the
Boulay.
Illuminati was created and the black people that wanted to get in it, they wouldn't let them in, but they let them in something called what? The Boule Society, based on those
Boule,
people that were a part of the Freemasons, all their slaves, formed their own secret society called the Boule Society, which is the black underground society that everybody should know about by now. The one Obama's a part of,
the one that Martin Luther King's parents was a part of, and all the little captains
and omegas and all the little Greek societies that the kids yell out at their colleges, hello, you got to be up on your game to know that black folks are a part of it too.
Check this out. The Boule, number two, the Boule, which they speak of, which was supposed to be, like you just said, like the black, pretty much the black underground version of the Illuminati. It pretty much was like a, it was,
in the early centuries,
when the first Illuminati, when the first group cult of Illuminati was started, the Boule was born right after that. And the Boule came and it died. After it came and died, because back then, you know, the whole civil rights and all that, how that happened and everything, and the Black Panthers and everything, that was just a pretty much done deal with that. But first of all, it's a secret society. People do not know. How are you supposed to know about such a society that's a secret? People exposed it
before they died, like Tupac with Illuminati, by people like Pimp C who started blasting that shit, by people like Martin Luther King and people that was really out there exposing it. They expose little, then they pop up missing. But we piece all the bits and pieces together, like John F. Kennedy, one of his last addresses for all the people in society. He left a message that admitted that the United States government was a part of it, and there's footage of him speaking on it, and there's documentation about him speaking on it. So, I mean, he's already passed away. A lot of people who did speak out about it is already dead and gone, you feel me? But, I mean, that's neither here nor there. It's just, you know, I mean, when it comes to rappers and stuff, it ain't just about them being black and that people trying to associate them with, you know, secret societies and stuff, but I don't care what it is. It could be a secret society being gay or straight or being a drug addict or being a gang member. If it's something that don't represent you, why are you not speaking on it? Why are you not saying that that's not you? Why are you not, you know what I'm saying? It's like, for real.
Because you can't, the biggest thing, especially when you're in the industry, is when you try to speak up, and I think this is what most people realize now after, you know, seeing how, you know, crazy it can get with fans, media, and all. The most shit that they can throw at you, if you fight it, the more they're going to keep throwing it at you. Perfect example, Michael Jackson, the more shit that was presented to him, they kept throwing it at him.
He was part of the same situation.
And a lot of people say, oh, he was part
of the same situation.
I had to put my foot down on that one, because I really don't feel like that man. Out of everybody, like, that is one person that I feel like, after kind of like watching many interviews with him and then reading a lot of his books in his own, you know, out of his own mouth, he was misunderstood, but he was too timid. Not let alone timid, but he had too much heart. To do something that somebody else do, you know what I'm saying, or let a higher power, you know, like a whole cult dictate who he was, you know what I'm saying? Like, Michael Jackson was like a president without being a president, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a person.
Anybody
like, that's
iconic of any caliber that represents black people and want to put them on a powerful level,
I mean, look at Bruce Lee, they speak out for the black people,
of course, those people aren't always destroyed when they become mainstream at some point in their career. You know what I'm saying? If they're not And I'm not saying that that's just all factual. You know, I'm just going by what history has showed me as an example. I'm not going even by what I've seen and what I've researched. I'm not even going by that. I'm just going to go by what common sense tells me. Anytime that you're a black religious leader or a black iconic leader that the world looks to you as on a high platform like that or like Obama, I'm worried about Obama. My heart, every time I see him in an open space, and I know there's got to be somebody out there that agree with me. When I see this man in an open space, I be praying and hoping that somebody try to snipe him because he's the first black president. I always think like that, and it's
but
sad
you know,
because
it
you don't want to think like
it
that.
It go way beyond black people because really it would go way beyond black because it's not only black people. The bottom line is everybody that's ever done anything great, anybody that's even been great at anything, starting with Jesus himself, was taken out because, one, people are afraid of a person that is the best at whatever it is. If you are the best, you're the best, and nobody is better than you at doing whatever you do, then you have to be taken out because people are afraid of that power. For you to be the best to do it ever, Bruce Lee was killed on his own movie set. That was one of the best martial artists to ever live. He was killed on his own movie set with a gun that was supposed to have blanks and it had loaded bullets in it.
Exactly.
What a coincidence! What a coincidence that it would have a real bullet in it instead of having the blanks that they put in your usual gun. Like,
yeah,
that's a prime example of somebody that was great.
One thing we gotta understand the difference between we need to understand the difference between stuff that's happening because it was just an accident, like all the accidental snipers that existed every time a black person stood in front of a crowd and spoke. Or, I mean, the thing with Tupac, we can look at all that stuff and say that it's an accident, it's just a coincidence.
Should not kill Tupac.
They said Pimp C died of natural causes and all that shit at the age of, what, 40 or 38 or something? I mean, okay. I mean, all that stuff, we can say that, too. Even if nobody ever believed that any of those secret societies exist, what the hell is Pimp C doing dead? Even if his ass was out, sir. Lil Wayne sipped on way more slurp than him, and he's still kicking. You feel me? I mean, shit. I'm just looking.
To be real with you, it's some people.
Gucci Mane. All my homies down south be telling me how Gucci Mane, before he got drugged and pill free, before that, my nigga used to be passing out behind stages and falling off the stage, all types of shit, and he's still alive, you feel me? I'm like, shit, but Pimp C, of all people, he's just like, what did it happen until his ass started really speaking out and, you know what I'm saying, talking about stuff? But see, like, just exposing certain things about the government is a big no-no, you know what I'm saying, especially with the black community, because it's like we generate billions of dollars. So, you know, they want us to stay negative. They want us to not know the difference between reality and fantasy and want us to keep striving to get a Bentley, whether by all means necessary, even if it means getting you life in prison. Who cares as long as you get a Bentley? You feel me? I mean,
right.
They want you to believe that, you know, sagging your pants and demasculinizing the black race is cool, like they've been doing all these different years, making the black men, you know, be on a demasculinized level. That way they don't be the head of the household. You know what I'm saying? It's the whole Willie Mink syndrome. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole other, you know, show right there. But if you read up on the Willie Mink whole philosophy right there, you understand that demasculinization and making black men not be as strong and head their household is the number one way to break down the black family. You feel me? So by making them think to be hustlers and thugs and pimps and abuse their bodies on drugs and be, you know, just destructive, self-destructive and stuff like that, that doesn't do anything but perpetuate the extinction of the black people in America already. You feel me? So, I mean, even with us being rappers, you know, that's why I do talk about stuff like this, even though some people don't be wanting to hear it. I talk about it, too, because it's like, we got to learn to create a balance in our music. We do. Because, like, if I'm going to talk about dope, I might talk about my experience of any issue I had or somebody that close to me had with drugs or prostitution or alcohol or whatever. But at the end of the day, I'm going to still have another message for you and let you know the repercussions of it too. You feel me? And a lot of people in the government, even though they try to make it seem like they agree and they say no to drugs out in the public, but on the low key, they helping the drug smugglers swoop that shit over to our country and put it right in our communities. You feel me? So, I mean, it's just certain stuff that you know, people speak out on that the government don't want us to understand. They want us mainstream artists and people on the higher levels to keep on perpetuating that bullshit. That way, you know, all the youth can believe that shit, and we gonna think that that's really how it goes. You know what I'm saying? Then when you really speak the reality of it, people looking at you like, you a weirdo. You don't really think that motherfucker really push beamers and high-power cars and skirting on 22s in the hood all day long, and that's all black people do? No, it's some educated ones. It's people that really grind every day and be about their money. It's really motherfuckers that got pink notices on their door that's really struggling and shit. It's really motherfuckers who doing 25 to life who never even did shit wrong that's in jail. It's people that's out there taking beef for their homies because their homies want to be dressed up Crips and Bloods and wanted to perpetuate a fraud, you feel me? So, I mean, it's all type of bullshit that's going on that they don't talk about in their music, but they want to talk about shit that they think they know about. You know what I'm saying? And that shit ain't cool. And that's where all that relates to the Illuminati and all that shit. So when we teach our kids and we want to be on Facebook all day for a million hours a day, we do need to pick up a book and read on some real shit. That's why they erase all the information out of books. One white philosopher once said, if you want to keep anything from a nigga, quote unquote, you put it in a book. And that's some cold shit to say about our people. But if you do want to keep something from us, you put it in the motherfucking book. And they have plans and agendas that they have in books right now on how to tear us down that's right in the motherfucking library. And people don't even understand that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if we don't, it don't even go to Illuminati or these other secret societies and shit. It really goes back to us as a people. What do we want to believe? What do we want to analyze? How do we want to take the truth and the lies and separate what's true and what's real? I can do that with music. I can say, okay, he probably did that shit, or that shit right there is bullshit. If you talk about you selling dope off your iPhone, but you was a correctional officer, I'm going to be like, that was bullshit. Because for one thing, motherfucker, you got to have a clean record to even be up in that shit. You feel me? And that shit is garbage right there to be saying that shit. Even though everybody rocking to that shit like he the dopest motherfucker out there, I'll be that one person that's on my own bandwagon and say that shit is bullshit. You feel me? And I ain't scared to say it because I'm going to stand for what I believe in. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people who are out there in the music industry always be worried about getting blackballed. They need to stop worrying about being blackballed and be true to yourself because you only get one life. You know what I'm saying? Be true to you. Be
Ladies
true to you. You only get one life. And if you riding somebody else's jock or their bandwagon just so you could gain popularity, you're going to die worthless. You're not going to die and live for who you are. You're going to die a worthless motherfucker that lived to satisfy somebody else.
Ladies and gentlemen, L.A. Drina.
Speaking that real shit right here.
I want to know
what
people
say that in the rap.
Say what?
I say you didn't even say that in a rap, so that's even worse.
Oh, no. See, I got some music that's coming up. Like I said before, I think I said it on Facebook this weekend. All the shit you probably heard from me is all practice shit. My music, my album is going to be some real shit. When you hear my shit coming up, you're going to hear stories about motherfuckers prostituting. You're going to hear stories about motherfuckers gangbanging. You're going to hear my version of what I saw when I seen niggas noodles not on my fucking toes. You feel me? But at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you about my homies that's struggling, that's in the pen, that's doing 25 to life. I'm going to tell you about how I know homegirls, they got motherfucking AIDS and shit, you know what I'm saying, from being a hoe. I'm going to tell you them stories. I'm going to tell you about my homegirls who got kids in the motherfucking system, and they motherfucking ass ain't never going to see them again because they locked up for life. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to just tell you the story about the glitz and glams of the streets because people glorify that shit like it's just the business. You feel me? And it's really,
right,
it's
nah,
like, it's
Nas Jr. Finna share the.
Oh yeah. By the way, I do got a son named Nasir. You know, I do got a son named Nasir.
Because I'm a thug, and I came from the gutter, and I'm still here.
I'm going to give y'all introduction to Marley B, who's in the building. We sipping on some wine and shit. We getting it live right here on Bang Out Radio. We did get a little deep, and I think that little topic right there is just a hot topic we could just talk about for years and years and years. If y'all on my Friday show, Kaya's going to be on the Friday show, so make sure you call in, tune into the show. You know what I'm saying? Ask her whatever she wants. And that's one thing I respect about Kaya. She's a go against the grain type of lady because she don't give a fuck what people think. She just say what's on her mind, which might be good in some areas and might be bad in others. But for the most part, I can truly say if I respect shit else about her, I respect that she's keeping that shit 100 certified. You feel me?
You know what?
She's going to be on the show. She's gonna
you know how I feel,
like,
if I see something that ain't right, I gotta speak on it. And she did something that wasn't right that I have to speak
well,
on.
Well, tell her on the show, Chuck. Tell her when you get on the show.
I'm gonna wait till Friday because I feel like
this is one person who, when she come on the show, I want to hear everybody's direct opinion about what they got to say about her. Make sure you go on YouTube, watch her fireworks video too, because she's talking, she's giving niggas a rundown. She's saying shit that everybody else is scared to say, because they're scared to get blackballed. They're scared that they ain't going to be famous if they say that shit. So she's going to say it for you, and you'll just say, I agree in my mind, and then click the hate button if that's what your ass don't want to do. And at the end of the day, people might not really agree with her. They might just be like, fuck her. But at the end of the day, she's still keeping it 100. You know what I'm saying?
I had nothing against her music. Like, I think everybody got their own music. I had nothing against nobody's music except, you know, Soulja Boy and YG, but that's a whole other story. But, like,
don't say.
But, like, I don't have nothing against her music.
Okay, check it out.
Personally, I saw something on television. And also, I just for me following her track record, and I got some questions that I need some clearance up on, because I don't want to make you know, it's always two sides to one story, so you know what I'm saying. I need to figure out what her views were. You know what I'm saying? Because
check it out. We about to answer this call right quick, and definitely we're gonna do that. 0644,
you
live on Bang Out Radio.
Bang Out Radio, this your boy Phil. What's up? Hey, that shit. Hey, what's happening? What's happening, family? What's happening?
Bang
Out, that's some real. Hey, that's some real shit you were talking about. God damn, you blow my mind. I ain't even want to click in, you know. I just wanted to hear you talk. I'm like, damn, you ain't going for president, Drano?
I mean, a lot of people, when they hear them little punk-ass mixtape verses of mine, they think that I'm all just gangster rap. But I'm educated. I'm philosophical. I read, you know what I'm saying? I read more than I listen to music. So it's like, you know, but I'll fool you on that.
That's,
and I want to know what you got going on.
You know you're a tight rapper when you diss your own lyrics. Because she just dissed her own lyrics.
Yeah.
She said, them little punk-ass, like... You tight rapper when you do that.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's whack. I'm going to tell you, like, my shit hard.
Nah, that's not my best. That's not my best. You feel me? That's just something, that's just practice for right now. That's practice. I'm just warming up. You feel me? I'm just warming up.
Damn.
You know,
I can't wait for that album to drop because I'm trying to listen to that.
She said, this is microwave versus she just warming up.
Yeah, that's just practice shit. That's what you do, like, when people be like, me, 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 and ha, 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 ha. That's what the singers do. Nigga, that's me warming up. That's why I don't make full songs on mixtape beats, because I just use them to warm up, you know?
Well, check this out. Because real talk, this is a new year, new day, and I feel everybody out there, if y'all listening right now, this is Chock Swag on Bang Out Radio with LA Dream of Twisted Tuesday. If you out there and you ready to make some history and really, like, actually go out here and change the game, like, permanently instead of letting everything be, you know, catchy and up to it and da-da-da-da. You really ready to change the game, man? Hit me up, hit Dre up, hit Mr. Pills up. I need you to hit all these artists on Bang Out Radio. Hit us up because we need to take over what's being tainted. It shouldn't be a whole bunch of people getting these BS deals because they can make catchy music. It should be good music out there that people are really listening to and people are really sucking in information. And not only just information, just music that's worth listening to. Like, you know what I'm saying? Back in the days when they had jazz and blues and you know, R&B was really really forming itself. All that music is classic. You can't really turn on a song on a R&B radio station and be like, I didn't like that. Because all that was music. All of that was classic. Just like we was asking earlier, what is really a classic? All that's classic. So all y'all artists out there, all you people that's just fans of indie artists, you just love music. Support us and
straight
support
up.
What you love.
Up. Got to. And just like Jordan said, oh, we can't be scared to pick up books, man. That's what we definitely lacking that, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We can be on these computers all day long. But shit, we be scared to read a book.
If that book
got like 130 pages in it, they ain't gonna read that book.
If it got 20 pages,
I mean,
they won't even read their driver's instructions.
They don't even know about it, and they don't even read. You feel me? They won't read it unless they see that shit on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Then they think, oh, it's just a random person on YouTube posted it. That shit been in a book for 100 years. You know?
Yeah.
It's like motherfuckers just kept it on, like, within the last 4 years about that shit because they see it on YouTube. It's like, that shit been on in books for, like, over 100 years. You feel me? We got a caller calling in 3245. Thank you for being patient. What it do?
What up, LA Dream? That's the girl, Sky.
What's up, mommy? What's going on?
Oh, man, I was just calling in. I was listening to your hot topic. And you know that is really a hot topic. I got to give it to you, you know, as far as when it comes to the birth subject. Hey, you want me to tell you something? Us African-American people, you already know what level I'm on a sophisticated level. I mean, not that I'm trying to knock anybody. But us African-American people, we do read books. But what it is, a lot of people, they don't read educational books. They don't read it from their African-American history. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What they want to read is, you know, they may say, what's that one broad on the broad that slept with everybody in the industry? You know, they're going to go buy her book. You know, spend the $30 and buy her book and sit there and read it. I don't care if it's 300 pages. I ain't ever read that book because that book ain't about to tell me how to go get no money. All it's going to tell me is how to degrade myself and sleep around. It's nothing that's educational, beneficial for me. You get what I'm saying? But this book, I think her book was one of the best sellers all because she slept with 20, 30 different dudes. Superhead, that's the broad name.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
You can see how people feed into negativity. I can tell a motherfucker 1,000 times to hit the like button on my Reverb Nation, and they won't. But let me say some punk-ass gangster shit on there, like, I'm about to fuck this bitch up, I hate bitches and all that shit, and everybody hits the like button. That shows you how their mind frame works and their brain. Operate on it and comment on it. You can say some silly shit on your Facebook status. Everybody gonna hit the like button on that. But when you talking about something philosophical, you might get 2 or 3 likes.
And another thing too, you know, as far as like what you were saying, as far as you know, with the African American people, you know, I ain't gonna even lie. I don't know. I really don't know too much about the Illuminati because I ain't ever went and Googled it because to me, I don't give a damn about it. I mean, personally, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, shit, I don't give a damn if Jay-Z is a part of it. I don't give a damn who I ain't no rapper, so, I mean, even if I was, I wouldn't give a damn because it ain't benefiting me, and even if it was, I mean, I don't know what it's about. The devil worship and shit, people got to get killed, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So that part right there, I can't comment on it. You know, but the other shit you was talking about, you know, for as far as African-American history, and I really give it to you because a lot of people don't even, especially us African-American people, you know, we stolen Africans. That's what I say I am. I'm a stolen African. You know, my ancestors were stolen from Africa. That's how we came to the United States. You get what I'm saying? But but a lot of us African-American people.
I ain't from Africa. I'm
but a lot of us, you know, we don't read up on our history unless, you know, or it's sad where, you know, when you got to look to a white, I ain't going to even say they white. I call them peach. You ask my 7-year-old daughter what color they are. They peach, you know what I'm saying? So you know, you got a peach person. I don't need them teaching me about my asset. You get what I'm saying? I don't need them teaching me about my history.
Right.
I mean,
peaches
are appreciated, but
peaches.
I choose to go and read up on it myself.
That's real.
That's right.
Hey, Junior, you a liar. We're supposed to be having fun and laughing and joking. We got serious. You're a liar now.
Well, that's why this is called Twisted Tuesdays, a show. We could be in an argument. We could just start a cipher on the show. We could just get on a wild discussion. Somebody might call in and curse me out. You never know what's going to happen on this show.
Hey, real talk, though, she went ham, she went so ham, like, you know how your mama start yelling at you because you, like, did something real bad and she don't want to... Like, she want to whoop you, but she just so mad at you, she don't want to because she going to kill you. So you just sit there and listen like a little kid. You just look. Like, she just went ham. Like,
I'm a talker, but at the same time, I'm for my people. You know what I'm saying? I'm for my people being educated and knowledgeable. Before anything, you know, I tell my girls that. I tell all the young chicks and all that and the guys out there, you can be fly, you can be cool, you can have swag all you want to. But the main thing, make sure you're intelligent. You feel me? You can be whatever you want to. You can have that persona of being the most cockiest, coolest person on the planet. Well, make sure you're educated. A lot of these rappers don't tell that story. They don't tell you how all these kids are honor roll students, even though they be up there talking about I gangbang and I slap niggas and all that. I mean, you can say all that, but at the end of the day,
gangbang, shoot them up. But I got an A in math yesterday. But I want you to know that.
And another thing too. Hey, well, you know, Trini, you know me, me and you, we talk all the time, you know, but you know, on the topic what you were saying as far as, you know, how when you rap, how people don't keep it real, how, like you said, shit, I'm going to talk about how my homie got 25 years to life, her kids in the foster system, you know, but see, a lot of rappers, they don't talk about that. All they want, people just want the glory. People ain't about to come out and say, you know what, my mama been smoking dope for 30 years. You hear what I'm saying? They don't want to come out and they don't want to keep it real. They just want to talk about, oh, how I spend these stacks. I spend all these stacks to where, you know what? Hey, if you look at our kids and they closing down schools, why are you tricking off all these stacks? Why don't you go, you know, invest $100 into some school paper? You get what I'm saying? Why you going to the club and you about
that's
to get in club? You
all
spent $300.
Like about
and that's real shit, though.
And then, like, the reality of it is half of the people who be sitting there talking about they buying out the bar and they pushing Bugattis and all that shit, they be the same ones that don't own no real estate. They be the same motherfuckers that sleeping on their mama's couch, but they might have a tight car or a $50,000 chain around their neck. But at the end of the day, doing shit to show an example of how the shit's supposed to be done.
Exactly.
You got real people that's out there grinding like, if I get a hold of $5,000, I'm going to buy me a house. You feel me?
If you got a $50,000 chain, you stay at your mama's house.
Because when you got it, you ain't got to talk about it.
I want to know what happened. Something went wrong on your avenue where you have a $50,000 chain and you stay with your mama. I need to know what in your storyline.
You know what? We can just look at their asses on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? You can look at their ass on Facebook acting like they're the highest power celebrity, but they didn't do shit with their money. You feel me? They was out there tricking their shit off.
Right.
They hired a financial advisor, but they, you know what I'm saying? They still out there trying to show you that they got it like that. At the end of the day, they you mm-hmm. might run into their ass at the GR building. You feel me?
Hey, that's
all
real.
Real shit.
Hell yeah. Hey, but you want me to tell you what it is? Well, we're not just with us African American or Negro people, because I don't say I'm black. I ain't ever seen a black person. I see brown people. You get what I'm saying? So, it's lack of money management. You get what I'm saying? It's lack of money management skills. But like I said, there's lack of educational investment. You know, saving money. You too busy trying to impress your homies on how you smoking Kush the first through the 10th, but then the 11th through the 30th, you don't got no food to feed your kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping it real though. You know me, I talk about a motherfucker like that. Yeah, I'm gonna talk about you, and I know it's wrong. You know, I try to read my Bible, you know, every day, because I know I ain't a perfect person. But I'm gonna talk about you, because I'm gonna be upset with you right there. You know, you want to live this lifestyle because you want other people to be like, oh my gosh, this person got it going on. You know, oh she like this, oh he like this, oh you see that new bracelet he just bought? But look, his baby mama live in a project and his child behind in his education, but you know, here it is. You know, you and your baby mama or whoever you with, y'all want to look good. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all want everybody to say, oh, you know, he just bought him a new Range Rover. You know, she driving this. But I mean, it's his lack of money management skills. That's it. It's, you know, over in China, they teach their kids at 6 years old how to start saving money. We
yeah,
don't
they,
do
they
that teach, over
they
here.
Teach their kids, but they invest $1 billion in encouraging us to just focus on getting that shit. You feel me? They invest $1 billion in this entertainment industry and this media to keep showing black people on TV and in the music and all this stuff, because, you know, visualness is where kids deposit all their energy and their education from. What they see visually is what, you know, determines what they go by. You feel me? So it's like by them investing billions of dollars into marketing that, do you know that if all the black people out there, you know, actually was looking at 100 Oprah Winfrey's on TV or 100 motherfuckers that's black and that's really into real estate and investments and how to be entrepreneurs, you notice there ain't no shows about that on TV, though. You know, I mean, you ain't seeing none of that, because the people who that's really out there doing that, the mainstream ain't accepting that. All those Erykah Badu and positive rapping Afrocentric people, they asses ain't getting no record deal. They might allow one of them in the industry, but it ain't they about to allow 100 of them. You know, so I mean they're
shit.
Not to allow too many fat bitches in the industry, because they want you to believe that you have to be skinny. That will give, what, $3 or $4 more billion dollars to the diet market. You know what I'm saying? if we only see skinny people on TV. They're going to put people on TV with ass injections. That way that can contribute to the Medical Plastic Surgery Association. You
hey,
feel
real
me?
Shit.
So,
hey,
I mean, everything
talk,
has a hidden agenda behind it. You feel me?
Hey, real talk, we can sit up here all day long and go back and forth about how closed-minded our society is and how we don't pay attention. But the main thing is that if we won't change, we as individuals have to change ourselves. If we don't do it ourselves, Michael Jackson said it best, if we don't do it ourselves, then why should we expect the whole rest of the world to do it?
That's real.
Period. Like, we can sit up here and say what we need to do, or people will, or you know what I'm saying, or we
thank
might
you,
do
bro.
It, and some others might do don't do it, but the whole key of it is, at
but
the end
know
of
what?
The day,
I mean,
if change
yeah.
will come, we have
people
to do
are doing
it within
right
ourselves.
Now. Like, see, I don't talk about what people need to do. I talk about what I'm doing. That way, you can either follow me, like I'm on Twitter, or you can even don't. You feel me? Me, what I do, I don't tell people what they do. I lead by example. You know what I'm saying? I absorb, and I try to give a little bit of my energy to all my friends and family. Everybody who's close to me and that's around me knows how I am, and they absorb my energy. If they see me reading, I'm not saying they're going to, like, that their followers, like, they're bowing down to me, but they soaking up my energy just like I soak up theirs. If I see somebody out there making their money, they entrepreneurs, they getting their bread, or they're doing something positive with themselves, I soak that energy up. It's like if you're around a negative motherfucker all the time. If you're around gangbangers and killers all day long, then guess what you're going to be like? You know what I'm saying? So you just got to be in that arena of friends that's doing what you're doing. You know?
You're right.
And another
you're
thing,
right
too,
that.
You know, we need to teach our kids this stuff, too. I mean, we could do it all day long, but then we need to pass on these morals to and instill them in our children as well.
That's real.
I see a lot of parents don't do that. You ain't about to get no politician that's about to come out and say, you know, you a bad parent. Why? Because a politician wants everybody to like them. You get what I'm saying? Politicians ain't about to come out and say, you know what, if you parent your child better, you know, your child will turn out better. If you read with your child 20 minutes a day or have your child read with you, you know, your child likely more to succeed in life. You know, politicians want to be like. And that's the thing with us people, too. It's not just African-American people. It's not just the Hispanics. It's all races. You know, you got poor people, you know, all the way around. Oh, and I just want to say this to Chopped. I don't know what you got against Kaya, but you know, I like her because that one song she made, that Trust No Nigga, hey, that right there was some real shit that she wrote. So, but I'll be calling in on Friday on that.
I don't have nothing against her music. My main issue is she was on. She's had a couple of beefs that were pretty much started with her. Not only that, I've seen her on television, and she kind of did. She played the play it safe card, and instead of writing something, she actually took.
Are you talking
something
about
off
that? What do you call it? Ms. Rap Supreme.
Yeah, like
hey, call
I think
0847. I see you.
O847,
you're live on
Bang Out
Radio.
0847, LA Dreamer, this Young Beast is the Groom, what it do?
Man, what's up with it?
How you doing?
We getting it in right here on the show today. How you doing?
I'm just calling in to show your show a little bit of love. I was overhearing the conversation I was having. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't seen nothing yet. It's about to be lying. Somebody
by the name of
Wannabe. Say that again.
Yeah, that's
what
it is.
You ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to be lions, tigers, bears, mules, clowns. Keanu Reeves, he's going to be doing the Matrix shit.
I'm appreciating all the feedback and all that stuff, you know, that we're getting about the show today. You know what I'm saying? Because this is Twisted Tuesday. It can go whatever way we want it to go. You know what
I'm
saying?
Well, we turned it into Malcolm X Tuesday. We just educated some of these fools out here.
Oh, yeah, and we need to do that sometime, you know, because it ain't done enough. You feel me? So.
Well, not really. Y'all didn't kind of touch bases on just about everything, from rap to Jay-Z to Kanye to...
They're just a mustard seed of an entity of hip hop. You see what I'm saying? They're not the whole hip hop community. They're just a mustard seed. I just talked about them because they're on the top. They're on the hot topic list for this week. You know what I'm saying? And that's just in general in the hip hop community. That's the only reason why I touch them. I'm not trying to knock them down in any kind of way, but I think, you know, when you're a part of the hip hop community, it's different from being just a fan on the outside looking in, because when you become an indie artist, you start to see that there's millions of rappers out there, so they only make up a mustard seed of our community. You know what I mean? And I think people would just stop overrating them like they just the best that ever did it and the best that ever will do it, because, you know, we have millions of rappers that we just don't know about who probably killing their asses off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right in their own camp. It's rappers that's real hot, who's out, who people in their camp that we will never know about because they just don't want to bring them out. You feel me?
I feel you on that. Like even me, like I ain't, you know, I mean, you know me, I done sent you a couple songs and, you know, I mean, I'm going to tell it like it is, straight up. Dudes like me, you know, we just do it to just be doing it sometimes, you know. I mean, you got to take care of A and B. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I feel that. You know, I'm I do got some music from you, you know what I'm saying? And we definitely going to get into some of that right now. I'm being all ready too, you know what I'm saying? We just going, you know what I'm saying? We just going for it right now, you know. You can let us know about what kind of up-and-coming projects and stuff that you're working on right now, though.
I'm just trying to put together something. I don't know. I got a compilation going on with a homeboy, my homeboys from the pack. So we're going to be broadcasting live on Terra Dome Radio. A lot of my boys
okay,
is
okay.
out doing it. So.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So I see you getting it in with your music and everything. You know, I mean, this like I said, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, have you got a chance to listen to Jay-Z's new album and Kanye West's? What do you think about that?
Lapper. I haven't. Go ahead.
Somebody getting soulful back there.
Yeah, I can't hear nothing.
And what it is?
Hello?
I mean, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, right now, I mean, so where can all the listeners out there hear your music at?
You talking to me, right?
Yes, sir.
If you want to check out my music, you can go on to my MySpace page. It's at Decent, D-E-S-E-N-T, the, and that's T-H-A, Kid, K-I-D, and that's on MySpace. I got a couple bangers on there. I've got a couple on Reverb Nation, and I got a lot of good hits on SoundClick. And everything
uh-huh.
underneath Decent, The Goon, and that's G-O-O-N-E. Holler at me.
The Goon, that's what it is. We got some music right here on Bang Out Radio. It's still uploading to the switchboard right now. But, I mean, you know, just hang out with us, you know what I'm saying, so you can hear some of your stuff. You know what I'm saying? And we got
world premiere Chalk Swag.
Yes, we almost forgot.
That's what's up.
Yes, yes. That's right. We got Chalk Swag in the building. Chalk Swag got a new track out, you know, and we can get into that right here on Bang Out Radio so y'all can hear what's good with Chalk. You know what I'm saying? And stay tuned. We got some up-and-coming indie artist music. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the artists that submitted their music to Bang Out Radio. Shout out to Deluzo, and Best Out E, including my boy Wally Wallace out there doing it way big. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. You know, I got my girl Marty B in the building, 3217. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
What's good with y'all? What's good?
Hi, Marty B.
Man. How y'all doing?
What else, though?
What's up, Chalk Swag? Who else on right now?
Marty B has been all quiet in the background.
No, I just got on right now. 2 seconds ago.
Okay, well, welcome.
So who else on right now? Just Chalk Swag?
No, Young Decent.
Young Decent. That's it?
Nail it in. We all in the building.
Yeah, it's a lot of people on the phone.
I
wow.
mean, really though, before I say what I want to say, because I'm not going to be the average, you feel me, nice little sweetie sexing kitten today on Bang Out Radio, I'll say that for tomorrow. I'm about to twist it up with an attitude like, I feel we should listen to some music before I blow y'all mind with my opinion on the whole subject. So, love y'all.
All right, we're about to get into some music right here on Bang Out Radio. You already know what it is. We got the whole Bang Out Radio family in the building, you know. And I just want to, you know, give a shout-out to all the indie artists that's listening in to the show, all the listeners worldwide, you know, from France to Australia, you know, from coast to coast with it, down south in the building. We got the East Coast of the building, definitely. And we got the none other than the West Coast right here in California, yeah, doing it way big out here on Bang Out Radio, you know. So we about to get into some music. And I'm working off of two systems right now, so
right.
I will be back before, you know. We got Chalk Swag. So one day we're going to have him co-host with Mari B. That's good.
You know, I'm just calling anyway, just, you know, take over, because that's what I do.
And we're going to try to pop the Topaz about giving you a day on Sunday.
We need
Shock Swag on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Because Shock Swag, you know, he got vocals.
Yeah, I don't know what vocals. Who told you that?
Vocals, let me get your ass to go a mile over the phone.
Who told you that? I got a vocals. I didn't tell you that. I didn't say that.
Yes.
Girl, he sing too.
Yes. We're about to hit y'all with some music right now. Right now, my boy, the goon, don't go nowhere, you know what I'm saying, because we uploading it to our switchboard right now, too, you know.
Take your time. I ain't going nowhere.
Yes,
I'm right. Matter of fact, for everybody live, we out here in the pack. Performance is where it's at. So,
yeah.
Somebody in there just singing in the shower. What's up?
That real talk, like, cut that out.
Yeah, we got y'all right here. I'm about to hit y'all first, you know what I'm saying, with my boy, Young Sir J. the Pharaoh, you know what I'm saying, repping that bass right here on Bang Out Radio.
Swag, like what it do. Shock swag. Impressed. your league late, you ain't with it, keep stepping. You niggas can't see me, not even in AC. My swag is a wonder, motherfucker, like CB. This shit is too easy, my nigga, believe me. Got that bass jumping in your face like it was 3D. Bow. Nigga, this dope, fuck what they said. I don't do coke, but I'm a bass head. Bass head, bass head, bass head. Bass head, bass head, bass head. This that super bass. Feel it in your face. I'm breaking hearts when I hit them with these 808. Bass head, bass head, bass head, bass head, bass head. I talk a lot of shit, huh? Like I was a rock. Got them thinking I'm a bully because I'm beating down the block. My time is money and you're on my clock. Bear witness to the greatness. You could call it shock. Not Dennis, but you know that I'm a menace. Make a lot of racket, you could call it tennis. I just started, I ain't near the finish. Cause this shit not Jehovah Witness. My niggas the realest, all the rest of y'all are counterfeit. Versus hurt your feelings, so that's what I call a sound effect. Every day I feel my status getting bigger. Catching with a nigga bitch, not a bitch nigga. I don't think that damn nigga could challenge me. I don't see no equals, I guess I'm a apostle. Shadow make this bang, there's no probably. Beat hit hard and flat, call it a hot team. Nigga, this dope, fuck what they said. I don't do coke, but I'm a bass head. Bass head, bass head, bass head. Bass head, bass head, bass head. It's that super bass, feel it in your face. I'm breaking hearts when I hit him with these 808s. Bass head, bass head, bass head. And I'm about to rattle shit. Shadow make the beat and make it cross out like a battleship. Versus light you up like you sparking up the cannabis. I said some shit you wanna see, well you just got a movie clip. I'm a wolf on the beat, no full moon. I move you laying to the side, push boom. Man, the face will put your ass in a bad mood. Sound like we bombing on Gaddafi going. See your head blow off and you can't hear none. Bass beating in your brain. They got the game screwed up and I'ma drill them. Treat you like a file on the desktop. I just don't see bad. Yeah, you niggas really know I'm with the beat. Cause my lyrics go bananas and the beats be splitting me. This is shit to make a nigga go brain dead. Cause this shit here, what? Call it bass head. Nigga, this dope. Fuck what they said. I don't do coke, but I'm a bass head. Bass head, bass head, bass head. Bass head, bass head. This is super bass. Feel it in your face. I'm breaking hearts when I hit them with these 808s. Bass head, bass head, bass head. Bass head, bass head. Nigga, this dope. Fuck what they said. I don't do coke, but I'm a bass head. Bass head, bass head, bass head. Bass head, bass head. Bass head. That super bass. Feel it in your face. I'm breaking hearts when I hit them with these 808s. Bass head, bass head, bass head.
What y'all gonna say about that, y'all?
What y'all
thinking about that track right
there?
That was where are you from? Where's Duke from? Doc Swag. He's from LA.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm right now. I got my boy Deason the Doom. You know what I'm saying? Coming up. You know, it's still loading right now. We got a caller right here. 3447, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's good? What's good?
Who am I speaking to?
Hello.
What's good? Who am I speaking to?
The one and only the King Miner up in his house.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up with it. That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, okay.
Hey, you play my summertime song?
Yes, sir. We got you right here in the switchboard, right here on Bang Out Radio.
So what do you think?
Yeah, I'm loving the style that you have. You know what I'm saying? It's very unique. You know what I'm saying? We got you in the switchboard right here. We're going to drop that joint, you know what I'm saying, to get the opinion of the people, too. You know what I'm saying? For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
9981, you're live on Bang Out Radio. What's good with it?
What's good?
What's up with it?
Man, chilling. This your girl, Topaz Lachey on Bang Out Radio. Hey, what's good, Gina?
Man, we getting it in right here on the show, man. We got a hot, we keeping it hot all day long on the show. That's what's good.
That's what it is. You already know how to call me in, baby.
I see we deep, huh?
Yeah, we deep. We always deep on Bang Out Radio.
That's why it's called Bang Out Radio, because y'all on here banged out too, huh?
Yeah. So just to let you guys know, I got four Facebook accounts. If you guys want to work, let me know.
Bang.
I got four Facebook accounts.
I love it. Keep banging it out. I mean, I'm all ears. I love it. I mean, you know, we over here. I got my folks listening to the radio station now, so I got like all eyes on you, and everybody
okay,
calling you.
What's your folks' name? We want to give them a shout out. Shout out to everybody that's down with my boy. Over there listening
yes.
into the show. You know what I'm saying? We got one of his tracks right here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what's up.
We got Lil Lamar over here. We got Brian. We got Hayden.
Okay.
Got a couple other folks over here.
Yeah. Well, that's what's up.
I had to give a shout out to my boy Monster.
Can you tell us about the track called You Don't Wanna Know, Decent to Goon?
Oh, you don't want, say that again,
wanna,
I can't hear you.
You don't want to. What's your track all about?
You don't want to know me, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead and put it on, and then I can kind of give you a bar, you know, I explain it as it goes on.
Okay, for sure, we about to get into that. And then caller 4755, don't you go nowhere. We live right here on Bang Out Radio. If you just now tuning into the show, you got to get a major recap of the show. We done covered damn near everything in the hip-hop industry that people want to talk about on the show. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. We getting it right here on Bang Out Radio. You don't want to know, Decent the Goon. Shout out to all his fans and listeners out there. Keep supporting my boy right here on Bang Out Radio.
Man, you see these ties and these slacks and you think I'm a whole different other dude. You know, I can explain the text and why I act the way I am when we out in public. And let me do it like this. Let's start with the test. All on my back, why they call me Deacon Goon from Pacoima to Pax. Hurt chest pieces, used for ink, with a telly 6-4, 250 sticks. Rack right pocket, burgundy bang. Style so decent to name. Scars on my face, stripes I earned. 10 years in a cell, penitentiary burn. But
let me take you on a stroll, come roll with me. Fall deep with the Glock tucked into the seat. Got a pass, need a test, ain't hard to see. You don't really wanna, you don't wanna love me.
Dressed like a square, raising a hair. Nothing in my slacks, I'm a gangster in here. Scuffs on my kicks, scores is earned. Never fold, I was raised, penitentiary burned. I'm a gangster, my live in the past. Graduated from the pen, power on my back. Gucci was a present, coach a gift. Bought Manolos for the polo, 5-2 with a lift. You in love with the killer, scores is deep. Got venom in my blood, niggas a creep. I could love for the day, tomorrow's a dream. See death in my head, so I chill with the fiends. Licking on the cat, lotion the back. I'm a freak and I like it, just like that. Get dressed for a dinner, a couple you think. Met your parents, told a lie, I'm fresh out to clean. Didn't tell you about the pistols, OT on the lid. The Cubans that I got, for 12 of them bricks. On parole, that's the truth, my take it and run. It's over when it's over, 5 months was fun, but
let me take you on a stroll, come roll with me. Fall deep with the Glock tucked into the seat. Got a pass, see the test, ain't hard to see. You don't really wanna, you don't wanna love me.
Baby, all I do is pop X and drink. Smoke blunts, hit licks for that link. You come around, you ain't seeing this here. No money, no hope, get money, I'm square. Long toes, put pain on your toes. Bubble bath, sip crisp, you loving the flow. But the truth, young, decent, the goon. Four pistols in the club, cause I'm decent, the goon. Keep a girl on some pumps, that image of life. Girly girl, the perfume, you is what I like. Butt naked when we sleep, wear nothing but thongs. And I love when we chill, we smoke on the bone. This a whole different world, my, you want it the truth. The tooth to the right, is one fake tooth. I done shot a dude, tell him my pistols I took. Wasn't good at shooting dice, kept me a buck. Pretty women I done been with, simple as that. Got my tats in the pen, penitentiary tap. I'm hungry for a record deal, stuck in the field. Red rack, right pocket, two strikes on the deal. I'm a $1,000 dude, my, I hate to be rude. See the tie and the slacks, my, I ain't due. It's complicated, baby, death's my fate. I ain't tripping, but the last 5 months is great, hey.
Let me take you on a stroke, come roll with me. Fall deep with the Glock tucked into the seat. Got a pass, see the tats, ain't hard to see. You don't really wanna, you don't wanna love me.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is, right
there. Yeah, in my building.
We get it in on Baby Radio.
Dang out, dang out.
That's what it is. I wanted to give you a bar what I was talking about in the song. I had to turn myself in on a bid that I had to do, and the girl that I was messing with at the time, she was so in love with me, I was trying to tell her, you don't really want to fuck with me because I'm about to go do some shit, you know, and, you know, I had that was the only way I could break it down, so I gave it to her raw.
Yeah, so that's what's up with it, you know. What can the listeners out there look forward to hearing from you in the future?
Nothing but straight real shit. I don't talk about the shoot 'em up, bang bang. I don't talk about the Maybachs and the jewelry. I'm talking about shit that didn't happen in my life, from everybody doing hair runs, shooting it in their arms, to, you know, dudes getting popped in front of me. I'm just giving you straight life. You know what I'm saying? No lies, no scripts. You know, ain't trying to be no bigger, no better than the next dude. And gang, if you're listening, you're going to hear it one day. Please listen, because you know I'm talking to you. And to a sister, I wanted to know live on this radio. Y'all know
whoa,
who deep
whoa,
is.
Whoa.
And I'm going to keep it proper. I'm just
got
saying.
Extras.
I'm not trying to put extras on it. I'm just saying. I mean,
what
you're here
you
on the radio.
What'd you say to B-Fly?
Pardon me?
I didn't hear what you said. You said into his sister. What?
Into a sister. You'll hear it on the radio.
Why you want them to hear it so bad?
I need to
listen to the track again and see what you were talking about, because I was kind of listening, but I've been sipping on my wine.
Yeah,
that
ain't even the track. I mean, but you'll hear it. I mean, if you want to hear it personally, I'll send it to you. You want me to email it to you?
Yeah, my email is bangoutmarleyb@gmail.com.
I got you. I'll mail it to you. Or you can ask Drina to give you a copy. She got it.
Okay, well, the air seems kind of thick. Let me send it out. Okay, back to the subject at hand. Now, my thing about Jay-Z and Kanye West, when Kanye first hit the scene, I loved dude. I can't even say I didn't. You know, he was high school dropout from what I believe, and he had the teddy bear on the front of his album, and he reeled us all in with the lovability. You know what I'm saying? And Jay-Z never came off like that. Jay-Z always came off like, you know, with a hard shell, you know? And as time went on, Kanye has evolved into a more Jay-Z-like artist, I should say. Not with his music or the way he raps. I'm just saying
he used to have
his
more
lifestyle.
What do you call it? He was a mixture of Common and Mos Def and just a little
tycoon. Right. All of the people that he said he looked up to in the industry. And now he probably, you know, I don't know his attitude, but I feel like if I ask him, like, who you look up to, shit, who the fuck else? Myself. I think that's what he would, you know, his attitude would be cocky. And that's just because, you know, what I get in his music and in
his
interviews.
Well, he makes his own beats, too.
So,
you know, he produces his own track, everything. I mean, If I was a dude and I was producing my own track and just lacing everything, I feel like God, too, because I'm getting 100% of damn near everything.
Like, but not even on my best day, if I was Princess Diana, I still would never feel like I was God. There is no way in heaven that I would feel like I was God. That is exactly why Lucifer is in the position he is today.
Yeah,
never feel like you're God. There, a God, any of that. It's called idolatry, I-D-O, you know what I'm saying?
I apologize. I didn't mean it like literally,
and
like
if
God.
You, if you idolize yourself, that's still breaking, you know. I mean, at least try to follow the Ten Commandments, if that's all. I swear a lot, and I ask for forgiveness every night because I just can't stop cussing. But that's a minor situation compared to people worshiping the devil and denying it. And then the other half of the industry is just ignoring it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And we have a caller that's calling in. Caller 4755. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's going on? It's the loser. Calling from Southside, St. Louis, Missouri.
That was good with it. I mean, everybody been hearing your name a lot around here on Bang Out Radio. So welcome to Push the Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am, man. That conversation that y'all talking on, that's all me right there. You hear me?
Break that whole
thing down. You hear me? Y'all gotta,
you
know,
won't talk to me.
Much respect to Kanye. What happened?
No, you was talking. That's probably the background making noise.
So
what you got going on, Mr. Palooza? You know what I'm saying? What's good right with it?
Now I'm more chill right now. I'm in the lab with Chubb and DJ Two Times mixing up my show disc for the next 3 days. Right now we on Bang Out Radio, Twisted Tunes.
Yeah, that's what's up. When y'all ever hear me give a shout out to Best Out ENT, this is what it is, the losers in the building. Sometimes you might hear Wally Wallace on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Let me give a shout out to all my homies that are doing working on me with a track. On six labels I'm working on right now as you speak. Six labels I'm back right now, people.
I also like
to give a shout out to my boys, my homie Monster and my homie Mr. Capone.
I'd like to give a shout out
to my baby mama.
Okay. Well, that's what's up with it. That's what's up, man. So, I mean, we getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio today, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what's up. Shout out to all the indie artists, you know what I'm saying, that's out there listening in. If you want to, press that one to go live. We got my boy, The Loser, on the air. The Loser, can you just let them know what you got going on and the links to your music and all that good stuff? The Loser. We're about to hit y'all with this. Got It Made by The Loser of Best Out ENT. We're going into that right now on Bang Out Radio. And then we get into some more controversy.
Dana.
Yes.
Hey, can you play my song, please?
Okay, just a second. To upload it here. For sure. We got you in rotation right here, for sure.
Yes, man, we can chill and relax. Haters can't attack this love as an action. Yup, it's a fact that I love that. She said she love that, cause I never stir her wrong. She call me husband, I call her loveless. We sip bubbly, she roll it, she smoke, she geeks off a molnet. So we get to it, she been through it for her past. I see through it, she knew it, that's why she my gal. She used to date the same sex, said she never liked dudes, cause they only wanna hit and so disrespectful. She so tight in that row, I let her hop on top. She good with the ride while I give her a massage. Down below, I even lick a toe, and them the only toes that I outlived before.
I got high young lady, she got a little shade of weight, but that's gravy, we getting paid. Okay, I love my babe, she make me say,
like my dreads used to, and
And when I had them, she'll wash them right before she twist them and have me looking good. She thick like the system, there's no competition. Leave them cool victims. Now get it understood, my little girl is a goddess. Not cause of her looks, but awareness. Everything about her bless, even when she spazzes. Her spirit's so attractive, I'm thinking about marriage. Above average, street classes, so natural. She's an asset to my franchise. Home date dies, that's pocket change. She my everything, I tell her everything. Just so she know, I'm true. She even get what she don't need to know. Like some skis on the low. No fam, I ain't lying, I set some hoes out. But this little woman is mine. I got a fine young lady, she got a little shade of way. But that's gravy, we getting paid. Okay, I love my baby, she make me say,
working
on right now?
Yes, ma'am. We got a show down in the Loop this Friday at Cicero's. And we are actually we got one tomorrow and Thursday. So it's them like little side shows for the people type of thing. So it's all good. But yeah, the biggest one is for this one at the Loop this Friday.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, that's gonna be a good look. You know, and that beat right there, that was actually made by Big Homie from the Bay, DJ Abaco. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should be hearing about him soon, so he out there that way. Yeah, man. Yeah, I got this mixtape, Lights and Illusion, y'all can look for too, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, so what are all the artists that you're working with right now, Delusion?
For real, we got a whole team out of that whole little Best Out camp. I'm actually coming up with a sound I call Urban Blues. You hear me? Or Urban Blues. You know what I'm saying? Because
okay.
That's pretty much how it comes. But we got a whole little camp, Chubb and Buff. We got Bucket Sleeveball. You hear me? We got Morley
yeah.
G. You know what I'm saying? So right now I'm working with the camp. And different little local artists around the city. And, you know,
yeah.
A couple people I know out that way too, but yeah, it's our
man,
own team right now.
Yeah, so what inspired the sound behind your music?
You probably heard a lot, but in general life, you know what I'm saying? I've probably been writing since like 13. I always was a writer. Then once I was able to record it, you know, it was a whole different thing, and that inspired me to just, you know, that's how I express myself. I can rap better than I can talk for real, you know what I'm saying? And so,
yeah.
The whole, you know, life overall, and pretty much the spiritual aspect of life, because even what y'all was all talking about, you know, before I got on, the whole spiritual concept of that, I can show you how it even came about with them making the CD, and not even just making the CD, but just the whole concept of we got the industry. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this life in general, this planet that we live on, much respect to baby girl that was breaking it down before us, her faith in God and all that, you know what I'm saying? That's where it's at right there, you know what I'm saying? And that's why, I respect that type of, you know, push the mind type of thing, you hear me? So, you know, break them out of the norm. So, yeah, that was what's up. Enjoying life, you hear me? I'm on my level right now. I know y'all, you know, you say you was sipping some wine or something, you hear me? So, yeah. That's what it do. That's, you got to party, man, and enjoy this shit. Here's the line.
That's right. So if you had to give any artists out there that's listening any type of advice on the best way to make moves with their career, what kind of advice would you give them?
Success is what you make it. So you can be successful in your eating diet. You know what I'm saying? So it all goes down to, man, whatever make you happy. Don't be going for no yes man or no man stuff. You hear me? Do what make you happy and what you comfortable with doing. You ain't got to do too much over exaggerating. You hear me? Y'all might be laughing about the whole loser thing, but I'm from the loop. You hear me? So I'm the loser. You know what I'm saying? But that's a whole nother thing. But the whole, you know, we're trying to make it in the game. The game ain't what you think it is, so think about that first, and then, you know, just make some good music. You know, you're going to make music for vibes, what people feeling at the moment. So that's what I look for. It ain't even about, you know, the fame and all that.
What's the most popular sound that you see going on out there in your city?
Most popular song right now we got is We Jamming by Chubb and Buff. You know what I'm saying? Them my folks. And then We Jamming, you know what I'm saying? That's it. That's the whole thing right now. That's the campaign of the city right now. Everything that's going on right now is We Jamming. Best out. You see the shirts everywhere. It's jamming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what? The most thing that I admire about this camp, Best Out of NC, y'all have a whole different, a major dynamic of hip-hop. You know, y'all have artists from the West Coast, the East Coast, the Midwest, down South. I did that. You know,
and that gives
y'all a whole different flavor, you know. But
I think
it comes from appreciation.
Yeah, thank you, too, you know what I'm saying? Hear that feel good. And it comes from an appreciation of music. We appreciate music more so than, you know, just doing it because I got a lot of money and I'm able to do it. We trying to show a come up because we ain't rich or none, you know what I'm saying? And me, myself in particular, I don't consider myself no gangster or none. So I don't do gangster music nor club music. Is more so a me, you know what I'm saying, urban blues, the whole Life's an Illusion campaign, that's what I'm pushing off of. You can Google Life's an Illusion mixtape on that Piff and a few other little mixtape websites, and you can get a better insight. One thing I will say, we're going to step the footage game up on you, you know what I'm saying, and get y'all some visuals and let y'all see who we are more so than just dropping the music out. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're working on now. So,
I'm so excited. You know, I just want to let all the listeners out there know. If y'all out there listening, you got to check my boy The Loser out. Check out the whole Best Out ENT camp. They are fire. They got a lot of music out there. You know what I'm saying? They're giving us a run for our money in this industry, and they do live up to their name. You feel me? So check them out. You know, you might be just wild by the diversity in their music. So check them out. They got R&B on lock. They got the hip hop on lock. And a lot of their music, you know, I noticed have a lot of substance in it. Most of their music, I can tell you, they have some party music in there,
but they have a lot of substance. They have messages with their music too. So, you know, that's very unique, you know, in today's society, you know. So I'm digging that. No.
Yeah, the content heavy, and most people probably think we on some cocky stuff with the best out stuff, but it was not just me, we best out, and it was kind of almost like our girl was like on a whole the gods type of thing, you know what I'm saying? It was almost on that, so I kind of don't want to talk about it because you just shut me down and stuff with throwing the Lord in there and stuff. Not to say that we don't respect the Most High and give him his praises, you know, but we it's a lot of codes and decoding that go along with the receiving that type of information. And once you get to that certain level, it's certain words you don't use no more to understand your Most High Creator of creation, because you find out where the energy go towards, and that's what it's all based off of energy, and you get in what you get out of it, you know what I'm saying, positive and negative polarities, you know what I'm saying, masculine and feminine, and it's all an energy thing, you know what I'm saying? You got to balance it and enjoy it, you hear me? We spiritual beings and living out a physical experience, you hear me? So, yeah, you know, y'all riled me up. I heard y'all talking a little bit, and that's what I be on, you hear me? So, you know, excuse me a second if I just ran it on Bang Out TV, you hear me? Radio.
It's all good, you know?
Twisted Tuesday. And you get Lose Alive in effect, Life Center Lose with my girl Adria, you know what I'm saying, and everybody else she got in the building with her. You hear me? We live right now, baby. Blog Talk Radio, you hear me? From LA to the motherfucking St. Louis, STL 315.
Hey, yeah, I'm just saying, I want to ask you something. Are you familiar with a female rap artist by the name of Miss Boss?
Say that one more time.
Are you familiar with a female rapper out there by the name of Ms. Law?
Ms. Law? It sounds familiar, but I don't want to just be like, yeah, you know, but
yeah,
it do sound familiar.
She's a hot commodity. She repping that Louis. She repping it. She repping it hard. She all over here pushing it real hard. She everywhere with it.
Right.
You know, I'm digging her. You know what I'm saying? But
I
got so much love for y'all, you know what I'm saying? I want y'all to keep coming back to the show, keep visiting Bang Out Radio. You know, check out my girl Marley B. You know, she got her show tomorrow.
What's good with it, y'all? 5 to 7, same
yes,
number.
Ma'am.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all can hit me up. Still thinking on what I'm going to make my subject tomorrow, but, you know, basically, I don't know, like, I have a strong opinion about mainstream music industry and the underground independent music industry. And I notice a lot of people, you know, they don't want to admit which direction they really want to go in. And when you start talking about secret societies, they start to defend the secret societies as if they are already a part of it. And it's so see-through to me because people get defensive when I might just, you know, a light subject, speaking up on things that are clearly fact. All you have to do, if you don't want to read or if you don't know how to read, there are people out here in America that still don't know how to read. So you could get on a computer with your friend that can read and tell them to Google Tupac Illuminati. Tell them to Google Dave Chappelle Illuminati. Nobody wants to listen to Dave Chappelle because, what, he's a comedian? Do you know he's one of the most serious men that stood up against them and not in a disrespectful manner? He just said, no, thank you. It's not like you got to sit up here and form an army against these people. They're not going to come force you and drag you out of your house to join them. It's your decision. And it's usually not the people that you thought was going to fuck with them. It's usually the people that be around here that got the lowest self-esteem, the lowest fan base, you know, the least amount of talent, and they want this so bad that they will do whatever it takes. And I know this from experience. You know, my mother's best friend was presented by, you know, well, I can't say presented, was introduced to this way of life by a man she dated who was a Freemason. And he told her what he had to do to get in there. And she wanted to be with him, but she couldn't live with the things that
her man told her he had to do to get to the point where he was to be established. So she had to go. She left him. This was in the 70s, honey, and the 80s, honey. So now her daughter, she happens to be dating a Mason. It's fine. You know, it's not like they go worship Satan or something. I'm just saying, you got to really learn these things. There are such things as secret societies, and there is a such thing as structure and order and, you know what I'm saying, organization. And there's also a such thing as corruption and negativity and evil. And if people want to believe in good, they got to believe in evil. And I'm not saying believe in it like this is your belief and your religion. I'm saying
understand
that it exists and make sure that
understand.
You know what's around you, you know?
Right. Yeah.
That's it.
Real.
That's it. Because I'm not speaking from a person that's running around here talking, I need that. No, I'm a real person. This is Marley B.
Right.
And I'm just saying, you know, I don't want to, like, try to quote Dave Chappelle, but really, though, he said, I made my own $9 million. When I was 18, my daddy asked me, "What? How much money you want to make being a comedian, son? What you think?" He said, $9 million. And his daddy told him, when you get to that point, that's when you stop. He could have said $50,000. He said $9 million. That man went and made $10 million doing what he did on his network. And when the big wigs came and offered him $50 million, he politely said, no, thank you. They were offended. Because they wanted him to work under their wing and allow them to get the credit for him acting a fool and being a jigaboo. They wanted him to really go there on the next couple of seasons. And he looked like, hell no, I'm not doing that.
They wanted him to have his dry-ass lips and look like
real
a talker.
And he said, I'm not doing this. I already made fun of my people with my own comedy and made my own money. Y'all got credit for that. So I'm getting
that's
home.
When they
and
tried,
you know,
to make a mockery out of him.
They got
to
come out here, crackhead and all. Dave Chappelle ain't on crack. If he is, so fucking what? Everybody in the government is on that shit.
Notice comparing Dave Chappelle to a Paul Mooney. Like Paul Mooney,
mm-hmm.
how he speaks out
mm-hmm.
about stuff.
Yep.
You notice he ain't got all that success and all that stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. And like,
but he got money.
Yeah, the dude that was over there on Friday, how they did him. They
yeah.
didn't want to let his career go far either. The older dude that played the father on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know he was funny as hell.
John Witherspoon
was funny as hell. He didn't want to do it, get involved with that, and that's why his career didn't go too far.
And it's not a problem. You know what that is? All that means is you don't want the fame. You just want the fortune. That's okay.
You're making good money on tour.
You know, but it's people out here that they start to breed hate and they don't even know they festering evil in their heart because they already getting the fortune. No, I want the fame. I want to be able to shit on everybody that talks shit to me. I want to be able to say, fuck my high school teacher and my daddy that left me and everybody that did me scandalous, my baby daddy. Fuck all that. I got two baby fathers. And when I get money, I'm going to put both them niggas in houses. And I done said that plenty of times. And they know that. I'm not lying. Bitches hate on me every day. I don't give a damn, because when I make it, all I'm going to look back is, mama, I did well. Please be proud of me before you go. Everybody else can kiss me where the sun don't shine. Real talk.
Hey, that's
can we take some callers? I'm out of breath.
All right, we got 1988. You're live on Bang Out Radio. Stay on with us, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I guess it ain't over.
Huh.
I'm on both of y'all heads right now. Been sitting here on hold for like goddamn forever. Chocolate, goddamn swag in the goddamn building again.
Yes, sir, you know.
I've been sitting here. I was about to get on Twitter. I'm about to go ham. I like wanted to make comments. I couldn't because my phone was tripping and y'all wasn't answering the switchboard. I don't even want to comment no more. I just want to talk shit now.
Yeah. Before you start talking mess, let me tell y'all something. Look. Listen. I want to give a shout out to my Fully Loaded family. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Hocus that sent me the music in. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get the music in here live streaming today. Open and got radio. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for sure, we getting it in. You know what I'm saying? And I just want y'all to be encouraged. You know, that's a message that I want, you know, everybody to get from the show today. Stay encouraged. Just think for yourself. Don't Don't jump on everybody's bandwagon. Just because somebody beefing with the next person don't mean you got to do it. Just because somebody don't like somebody don't mean you got to follow them like you're their puppet. You know what I'm saying? Just be your own individual person. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's all I want to say, you know, in that department.
I didn't get to chime in earlier when I heard bass. Y'all play bass head. I wanted to know what y'all think, how y'all felt about that one.
That's a great track. That's a great track right there, bro. We got.
Funny
is,
I didn't.
5940, you're live on Big Al Radio.
What's happening? It's your boy Quill. Hello?
What's good with it?
What's happening with it? Shit, I was just stopping through to say what's happening to Bang Out. Big shout out to Bang Out Radio.
That's what's up.
Yay, yay.
Call me L.A. Drina two times because I'm just said everything twice today.
I dig it.
No, I'm going to say everything twice. No, you're not going to say your name twice.
For sure.
Dolly Young two times because you said everything twice. I caught myself.
Shout out to Marley Bizzle.
And Marley B, I'm on your head too. I'm going to get on your head on your show tomorrow. I'm on everybody's head. Cause y'all left me on hold, had me on hold for damn near 15 minutes. So, y'all.
Hey, bro, I was on hold for that long too, man.
they lost their mind.
Hey, but I dig what y'all got going on out here, man, for real.
They look y'all on chicken noodle soup the whole show.
You
I was ready to rain and clear it out.
Yeah, I mean, shit, we got another caller. We're trying to get everybody in. Look, 7710. What's the deal, yo?
7710.
What's the deal? 24210. You're live on the thing y'all ready to.
Now you can hear all the callers.
Yeah.
Hello.
We got money in here. You know what I'm saying? Everything that we have going on today, you know what I'm saying, on the show, you know.
Shit, am I live? Shit, I don't know. I can't tell.
Yes, you're live on Bang Out Radio. So give out your link to your music and let us know what's good.
Hey,
Here we go. We about to get to
Shout out to the Fully Loaded family. We got this track right here. No panties on, baby. No panties on.
Oh, shit. Recording.
Perfect nigga right here. Excuse my friend, the perfect guy. Wow. This nigga is going to be running marathons on motherfucking Blog Talk, on everything. He's going to go for 24
You're
hours.
Shutting them down.
Shutting them down.
And I'm make beats. And I'm rap. I'm going to do everything at the same time.
That nigga's a one-man command band.
Exactly.
And
that rhyme.
That nigga talk swag. I love
that
nigga.
And I'm going to steal that.
He's like a supporter.
I like it.
He's the type of person that you know you can always count on, so that's what's up.
Thank you.
You spoiled little nigga.
You're right. I am so spoiled. I spoil myself mostly.
Bang Out spoils me. Cali Bread spoils me. California spoils me, you know. Inglewood don't spoil me no more, you know. Palmdale ain't got no love for nobody. And,
Yeah, I'm glad I ain't from neither one of those places, because I'll probably take that as a
shout out to my girl, Amanda Baby G. Today is her birthday, so I wanted to sing a little happy birthday before Adrena gets the show off.
Oh, well, look at the time.
Happy
birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Amanda G and all the rest of the Leos. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, how are you? Is your birthday?
It's yours. Thank you. So, you know, shout out, and today was my boy T-Mac's funeral, so, you know, anybody out there know T-Mac, just keep his family in prayer, Lynn, DJ, and Markel.
That's what's up, that's what's up. Well, thanks y'all for tuning in to Bang Out Radio, and we'll see y'all on Friday. Hopefully we get Kaya to call into the show, and
yes,
we're going to have a good time.
I'll also be hosting that with Drina.
Yes.
Gonna be fun.
That's what's up with it, man.
Named Chuck Swag gonna probably call in, and you know, just look out for him because he's gonna call in. Like, word, like, dude is mad vicious, yo. He could sing and rap too. Ain't he? Hey, that kid.
What, she gonna move you to Miami?
Man, I'm telling you.
She gonna be on you talking about lick it now, lick it good.
Hey.
You got a nice little crib too. I don't mind. Put my mouthpiece to work.
Like,
if it won't work on the mic, it'll work somewhere else.
Oh, Josh Swag. All your little Facebook chicks, they're going to be getting you. They're going to be writing you subliminal messages. It's going to be like, fuck every nigga that dark skin.
Right, all low key, like, I hate chocolate people. Like, damn, is she looking for me?
Anything in your name that has an F in it, or, you know, anything that has to do with forest, or any of that shit, or if you take pictures in groups of niggas,
then
fuck you.
Haters, like, automatically.
I can't help being who I am. I'm just me. If they don't like it,
You know, the show's almost off. Y'all tune in tomorrow, 5 to 7. You know, and thanks to everybody that gave me a shout-out. This is Marley B. I love y'all. Good looking.
Bye, Marley.
Shout-out to my babe.
And we out. And we're going to call you, too, Chuck Swag. I'm going to store your number.
I'm about to blow up your Facebook page.
Yeah.
I'm going.